Howdy, folks. Brother Jim reporting here at End Times Prophecy News. It's audit season, and doesn't look good for the Democrats. Boy, are they shaking in their boots. President Trump, what happens when people find out all these states are going to flip? Does that mean you go 3.5 years with someone destroying our country? I don't think so. President Trump sat down with Wayne Allyn Root this week for an exclusive interview on his nationally syndicated radio show, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. During their discussion, President Trump was asked about the ongoing forensic audits taking place in several states today. Via the storm has arrived on Telegram, President Trump's response will undoubtedly spread panic in liberal media circles. I think there's going to be a big problem, because when people find out all of these states are going to flip, does that mean you go 3.5 years with somebody that is destroying our country? Well, that's the question. What happens when you find out? Trump? Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. All I do is sit back and watch. The full audio of President Trump's interview with Wayne Allyn Root is below and here. And Pennsylvania County appoints top prosecutor to investigate Dominion after voting machines mislabeled Republican ballots. Yeah. A Luzerne County Council majority on Wednesday voted to appoint the county district attorney's office to investigate Dominion after the voting machines mislabeled Republican ballots in last week's primary elections. That's last week's primary election. Without integrity in our elections, the public cannot trust the remainder of our democratic process, County DA Sam Sangodos said. Councilman Walter Griffith proposed the DA election investigation request, citing an on-screen ballot mislabeling error and other problems that caused many voters to be disenfranchised and concerned about the integrity of the election process. It was unanimously approved by all 10 council members present, with Linda McCloskey Huck, or however you pronounce it, absent. County DA Sam Sangodos was not in attendance, but said Tuesday night his office will investigate any allegations of potential criminal conduct relating to the May primary. He said his predecessor, Stephanie Salavantis, created an election fraud task force that remains intact and will review anything forwarded to the office. Dominion voting systems blamed human error for voting machines mislabeling Luzerne County Republican ballots in last week's primary. It's human error, but it's a voting machine? Republican ballots were mislabeled as Democrat ones on electronic screen at polling stations, but Dominion says it wasn't their fault. Dominion deeply regrets the confusion this error caused, Nicolette Nolette, the executive vice president of operations at Dominion, said. These machines, their credibility is lost, said election board member Missy Thomas on Monday. The system is compromised. And here's an important one. U.S. intelligence community already knows that COVID came from the Chinese bio lab. Why did the Biden administration suddenly reverse course and order the U.S. intelligence community to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, especially doing this policy backflip less than 24 hours after the White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki insisted that any investigation should be done an international organization? It can only mean one new thing. Intelligence has emerged confirming that many in the intelligence community knew last year. In the spring of 2020, friends in the IC told that the COVID-19 pandemic was the fault of the Chinese government. I subsequently wrote about this on April 13, 2020. President Trump was hearing the same thing from the IC. He knew from some IC briefings, as did Secretary of State Pompeo, that COVID-19 was not the result of infected meat from the Wuhan wet market lie. It was created in a lab under the control of the Chinese military, but Trump's repeated attempts to warn the American people were thwarted by many of the print and electronic media who conspired wittingly or unwittingly with the Chinese government to quash the truth. They labeled Trump's claim as baseless conspiracy theory. But it was not just the media. So anyway, here we have all this. And the Biden administration is trying to quash it again by reversing policy and using China to investigate China. That's right. He says, we're going to ask China what happened. We're not going to do no investigation. We're going to, I'm going to appoint all the most corrupt people to do it who working are in bed with China. Good old China Joe. Glorious. Huge Trump won banner lowered in Yankee Stadium at Thursday night's game. You can see there's an awful lot of people there. Not. Even New York State knows the election was stolen. Tonight at Yankee Stadium, a Trump won banner was lowered during the baseball game. The banner reads, Trump won. Save America. Epic. Fans drop a Trump won banner. You know it's true. Clearer footage of the Trump won Save America. As we see here. And next up, racist Chicago Mayor Lightfoot sued by Judicial Watch for denying reporter interview for being white. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was sued on Thursday by Judicial Watch on behalf of the Daily Caller after she denied reporter Thomas Catanacci an interview because he was white, even though she has a white girlfriend. It's nothing but sodomites, abominations, who are getting attacked now, huh? They are the ones that are pushing the race baiting. And her city is the worst crime-ridden city in America. Labeled the number one murder capital of the nation. She later defended her policy as a woman of color, as a lesbian. It's important to me that diversity is put front and center, so we will be racist against white people. But conservative watchdog Judicial Watch has sued Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on behalf of the Daily Caller News Foundation. The group announced Thursday over her policy of granting interviews to only white reporters. Oh, things are just not panning out the way she wants now. They allege that Lightfoot violated reporter Thomas Catanacci's equal protection rights under the 14th Amendment when she didn't respond to multiple requests for interviews as well as his First Amendment rights. And that's exactly what the sodomites, the queers, the abominations of this world who run the nations and run Chicago, what they want to do is take away the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, your First Amendment, and your Second Amendment. They're all doing it, aren't they? Next is the audit in Michigan County. For some reason, the dishonest Michigan Secretary of State warns county boards they have no authority to conduct election audits. A Dominion warns do not transfer voting machines to unaccredited auditors. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is unlikable and untrustworthy. So she's trying to give a warning now. Why would she be giving a warning if they are transparent? Because they're not at all. They're corrupt. And she's using the mainstream media and all the local networks to make it sound like everything is straightforward here. And these auditors are not professional auditors at all. But actually, it's the complete opposite of what the Republicans bring. They're bringing full transparency. Full true audits is what the people want. Now, there are some Republicans who are rhinos, trying to slip in bad auditors in the legislature. But the people don't want that. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Benson appeared on Detroit's WJR radio 1 week after the election, where she was asked by conservative host Frank Beckman, why Republican poll challengers were locked out of the process. Instead of answering the host honestly, Benson did what she does best. She lied and projected and detracted from the question. Benson lied about how Detroit police had to put paper over the windows because the windows were being broken by GOP poll challengers who were locked out of the process. Not one GOP poll challenger did that. Complete lie. We welcome transparency, she said, the liar, while ignoring the blatant attempt to hide the count of military ballots from GOP poll challengers. Benson then accused GOP workers of crossing the line and interfering in the vote counting process. Right, right. They were not even close to doing that. Complete lies. Nothing but lies. You can see through here. But why is she warning? Why is she making a warning? Because she's trying to push another lie. See, they're unaccredited auditors. But they're the best. They're the unaccredited corrupt auditors is what the Democrats keep bringing in. And they keep trying to use the mainstream media and the local news to all rhyme together and say they're all unaccredited auditors. That's all they keep doing. But they're not going to win. And Vax for the win, Governor Newsom offers a $116 million giveaway for vaccinated Californians. Is that his money? No, it is the taxpayers' money. And he's giving it away so people can die for the sake of the cause. That's right. You pay for your own killing machine. But we're going to make it look like it's a giveaway. And you're going to get well. The beast system. Embattled Governor Gavin Newsom bribed poor and lower middle class Californians in order to convince them to get the experimental COVID vaccine. Newsom on Thursday offered a $116 million giveaway for vaccinated Californians. Now, let me tell you something right now. If you think that any of these elites are really have already gotten the vaccine, no, the only thing they do is what you see. Wear a mask. They don't take the vaccine. It's all fake. It's all fake. Why do you think all the there's not one leader, one governor or mayor who's dying from the COVID vaccine? Who took it? Because they didn't take it. None of them do. They don't take it. And if they do, they're stupid and they're going to get sick. And yeah, and even when they do, they're going to try and hide the death of this person. Just like we see the soft kill and the silent death of this going throughout the nation. And I proved it over and over again on this channel with many videos from InfoWars. And that's the reason why I keep sharing InfoWars, because I'm trying to help save lives, all people. $50,000 for winners on June 4th and June 11th if you take the jab. People who already got the COVID jab are already entered into the lottery. It's the same thing as always, isn't it? Very sad. Trying to pay people to kill themselves with their own money. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you.